In today's news headlines, congressional negotiators on Monday announced a deal between Republicans and Democrats that could stave off a second government shutdown. Democrats backed off on a new demand to limit the number of immigrants being detained by ICE inside the U.S., while Republicans backed off on the $5.7 billion for border wall funding that President Donald Trump had made conditional for any spending deal. Instead, the agreement includes $1.375 billion to build about 55 miles of border fencing. The deal still needs to pass the House and the Senate and be signed by Trump by February 15th. News of the deal came just hours before Trump addressed a raucous political rally in El Paso, Texas, the border town that he had showcased in his State of the Union speech last week, claiming that it was safer because of its wall with Mexico. Ahead of his speech, El Paso officials took issue with Trump's assertions. This is City Councilman Peter Svarbian.
So the El Paso that I knew being born and raised here was a safe and diverse community that prided itself on hard work and prided itself on being a tolerant and diverse city. That's what we've always known. We understand here is that the border is a blessing. The thing about it all is that we value the border here. That border crossing defines us, you know, and we have family that crosses every single day. We have music that crosses, economy that crosses, culture that crosses, food that crosses. And so when you talk about this community of celebrating a wall, that's not who we are.
That's El Paso City Councilman Peter Svarbian speaking to Associated Press. During his speech in El Paso on Monday night, Trump pretended that there hadn't been a deal reached in Congress, saying, quote, "They said that progress is being made with this committee. Just so you know, we're building the wall anyway." He also treated the event as a re-election campaign speech.
And then they said, you know what? Hey, you're supposed to win in order to run. By the way, I'm 1-1. I'm 1-1. Think of it. We had one election. We won. Now we're going to be 2-0, and everything's going to be perfect.
That's Trump in El Paso, Texas on Monday night. Just half a mile away, former congressman of El Paso, Beto O'Rourke, held a dueling outdoor rally to counter Trump called March for Truth.
Do you want to know why El Paso is one of the safest cities anywhere in this country? And why it's been one of the safest cities for 20 years counting? It's not because of walls. It's not because of militarization. It's because of organizations like BNHR who work with the community, who work with the most vulnerable in this community, who connect with law enforcement and make sure that we peacefully resolve our differences, that we treat every single one of us as a human being with the dignity and respect that they deserve. That's what makes us safe here in El Paso.
That's former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who narrowly lost to Ted Cruz in a Senate race last November. O'Rourke has apparently also been considering throwing his name into the crowded Democratic field of 2020 presidential candidates. A massive uproar over freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's tweets about Israel has predictably dredged up accusations of anti-Semitism. Omar, who along with Rashida Tlaib became the first Muslim woman in Congress, is also the first woman to wear a hijab and the first Somali-American member of Congress. It started with a tweet by journalist Glenn Greenwald, who said, quote, "GOP leader Kevin McCarthy threatens punishment for Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib over their criticisms of Israel. It's stunning how much time U.S. political leaders spend defending a foreign nation, even if it means attacking free speech rights of Americans." Omar responded saying, quote, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby," implying that Israeli campaign money kept members of Congress like Kevin McCarthy loyal to Israel's demands. Then, when an editor at Forward magazine asked Omar who was paying politicians to be pro-Israel, she responded, "AIPAC, which is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, widely known as the largest and most influential Israeli lobby group." Now, both Democrats and Republicans are chastising Omar, who has been forced to apologize. In a tweet on Monday, she wrote, "Anti-Semitism is real, and I'm grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes." She added, "I unequivocally apologize, but also said, at the same time, I reaffirm the problematic role of lobbyists in our politics." Teachers in Denver, Colorado are on strike over contract negotiations. On Monday, the public school system, which serves about 70,000 students, was crippled with understaffing and many schools were forced to close. At the heart of the dispute is a pay system adopted more than a dozen years ago, which the Washington Post described as, quote, offering educators bonuses based on performance and for going to work in high-needs schools and working in difficult-to-fill positions. The teachers' union now wants Denver Public Schools to roll back that system. Here are some of the sounds of the teacher strike on Monday.
Raise your hand if this is the first time you've been on strike.
Escucha, estamos en la lucha. DPS, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
And those are the sounds of teachers in Denver, Colorado, striking on Monday. A teenager in Ohio has obtained his own immunizations at age 18. Ethan Lindenberger, disturbed that his mother was influenced by the discredited ideas of a doctor named Andrew Wakefield, who erroneously linked vaccines to autism, was never immunized for measles, mumps, rubella, and other childhood diseases. An ongoing outbreak of measles in the state of Washington underscores the dangers of widespread non-immunization. So Lindenberger did his own research and got his shots. His 16-year-old brother has apparently decided to do the same as soon as he turns 18. Stories abound of children realizing their parents' mistakes of non-immunization and attempting to get their shots, but many are restricted by state laws requiring parental consent. In international news, Iran this week marked 40 years since the Islamic Revolution. Major celebrations in the country marked the end of the tumultuous times that preceded the revolution. President Hassan Rouhani spoke on Monday to a massive crowd in the capital, Tehran. During his speech, he took aim at the U.S., which, under President Donald Trump, has demonized the Iranian leadership and pulled out of the hard-won nuclear deal. Rouhani said, quote, "Today we are the target of a psychological and economic war. Enemies who seek to belittle us. We must resolve these problems with one another. With the assistance and the help of one another, we will be victorious in the face of America." And that does it for our headlines today.